My grandmother is in her mid-90s.
Baruch Hashem.
And for the past 11 years, every day begins the same way for my grandmother. She gets out of bed, she sits in front of her dresser, and she gently picks up the aging picture that perfectly captures my grandfather's smiling face. She holds the picture close, and she talks with my grandfather. And before she puts the picture back on the dresser, my grandmother gives it a kiss. A few years ago, my grandmother told me that some people pray with a talis or tefillin or a prayer book. But for her, this time with my grandfather's picture, that time for her is prayer. My grandfather passed away just about 11 years ago. And according to my grandmother, this morning ritual, when she pauses to remember the past and her close to 50 years of marriage, it's that time that provides her with the strength to continue on. For my grandmother, for so many of us, taking a pause in the present to recall the past is vital. Flipping through photo albums, scrapbooks, retelling the stories of our lives and the lives of our loved ones. In my family, there's one particular story. It's when my grandparents began to date and Yom Kippur came around. Now, my grandfather wouldn't travel. He wouldn't get on the subway or in a car on Yom Kippur because of the holiday. So he walked all the way from his house in the Bronx all the way down to Brooklyn to see my grandmother. I've heard this story hundreds of times, and it always brings a smile to my face. I can't wait to see my grandmother and to hear the story again. And God willing, one day, I will tell that story to my children. Sharing these memories builds a foundation for a family's future. It's kind of a magic how pausing to recall and share the past helps us build a future. When I'm asked to officiate at a funeral, I meet with the entire family beforehand. These meetings help me prepare the eulogy, for sure, but more important, at this time, a time of grief and sorrow and loss, the meeting gives the family a chance to recall their memories, to recall their stories. At these meetings, there are usually tears, but more often than not, when the stories are told, there is also laughter, and most importantly, there is hope. There is hope that a bereaved family can come together, that their sharing of stories brings out their love for one another. The family, they hug, they embrace, they lean on one another. And this love, it's a sign of their future. For a bereaved family, even with the finality of death still very much bitter in their mouths, pausing in the present and recalling the past gives them hope for a future. Many of you are familiar with Mitch Albom, the best-selling author, and he wrote in his book, The Five People You Meet on the Way to Heaven, he writes, people don't live forever, but love can. In these meetings, by recalling the past, we welcome the love of the deceased. The necessity of honoring our past is clear in our history. Consider Moses. As a young Egyptian prince, Moses had the opportunity to leave his past behind him. He could have forsaken his Israelite roots, choosing instead a life of luxury as an Egyptian prince. But Moses doesn't turn away from his past. He defends the Israelite, and he kills the Egyptian soldier. And this episode leads to his exile in Midian. And that's where he gets married and he establishes a family. And at that point, he could have easily disregarded his past. He could have lived out his life comfortably with his new wife and his new family and a new land. He didn't need to look back. But Moses could not ignore the past. He sees the burning bush and recognizes that it is a call for him to return to Egypt, for him to free his people. Moses sets the tone for the Jewish people. We are a people who step to the future by treasuring our past. We are preservers. Just consider the Talmud. There's a misconception that the Talmud is a book of law. That's just a book of law. But if that were the case, the Talmud would be maybe a few volumes. But the Talmud is comprised of many, many volumes, thousands and thousands of pages. See, the Talmud is not a book of laws, it's a book of free-flowing discussions, and it's in ideas. And no matter how odd or how antiquated, the Talmud records all opinions. And when we study Talmud, we spend just as much time analyzing and thinking about an opinion that has long since ceased to be practiced. In doing so, we honor our past and stake a claim for our Jewish future. My grandmother's mourning ritual, it reminds me of Max. Max was one of the Shabbat regulars at my synagogue when I was growing up. And every week when Max arrived at the shul, he would head directly to the display of memorial plaques, which was located in the lobby. Each week, Max stopped in front of the same plaque. He paused, and with his aged hand, only distinguished by his wedding band, he would gently massage the tiny letters on the plaque. The letters spelled out the name of his wife who had passed away after almost 50 years of love and companionship. I imagine that for Max, similar to my grandmother, this special time gave him an opportunity to remember all that he had shared with his wife, that life that they lived together. After a few minutes in front of the plaque, Max would give it one final caress. He would then turn around, and with a big smile, he would walk around the entire congregation wishing a Shabbat Shalom to each and every person. Like Max, when we pause for our past, we can help assure our future. The recently deceased rabbi, Louis Jacobs, he taught that even the names of the Torah portions, that they had significance. And talking about a series of three consecutive portions in Leviticus, Acharei Mot, Kedoshim, and Emor, Jacobs encourages us to look at these three parshiot, these three portions, not as a list, but rather as a phrase. Acharei Mot, after death. Kedoshim, holiness. Emor, I will speak. Acharei Mot, Kedoshim, Emor. After a death, I will continue the legacy of the deceased by sharing holy words about their life. Acharei Mot, Kedoshim, Emor. When the life of a loved one has ended, I will pause and recall the legacy entrusted in our care. That is the point of Yisker. As we confront who we are, what we have done, and who we want to be, we turn to those who we loved, to those who lived, and those who died. The preservation of their memory allows us to consider how one day we wish to be remembered. The memory of their life is a gift for us as we seek to shape the path of our own lives. May we always understand the importance of pausing to remember. And may the preservation of what was guide us in shaping what will be. May the paths of our bright futures be paved by our rich heritage of memories.